Now, also Colossians 3, verse 11, a renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free man, but Christ is all and in all. There's that three-letter word again. He talks about all this ethnicity that's going on, and he says, that doesn't make any difference. But Christ can be all in all. In other words, he can be the fulfillment of everything in everyone. Remember, this issue of shepherding is very, very important. Being a pastor, developing a correct mental attitude towards pastoral ministry makes a big difference in whether it's affected right in our culture, in our society, in our local congregations, and on a global perspective. Remember, the good shepherd's responsibility is to the flock because God's putting there. It's for their safety and their nourishment. The good shepherd commits his life to the flock. He doesn't do it because it's his career, it's his job, and, well, you know, I don't know how to do anything else, or it's the best pay I can get right now here at this church. He does it out of love instead of out of the need for a career. He does it in or out of love because there's a genuine concern for their well-being and their personal ownership that he exercises over them as a shepherd. A good shepherd knows the sheep that are his, and he knows them personally and intimately. And last of all, the good shepherd does not discriminate. There's no status, there's no gender, there's no anything that can divide us. He loves us all the same. And he loves those who are not even a part of his flock, because that's why he wants them to become a part of his flock. And that's where we have to do. We can't just say, this is my church, my congregation, everybody else can just scatter. We have to reach beyond the walls of our churches, our congregations, and love those who are outside of those. And that's how we should look at pastoral ministry. That's how we should see it developing from the standpoint of John chapter 10.